So what is it that makes the church unique? What is it that sets the church apart from everything else in the world? It's this, that when we gather and when we go, it's in Jesus' name. His presence and power is with us. No one else, no other institution can make that claim. The Spirit of the living God is among us in a special way to encourage us, strengthen us, convict us, instruct us, to right us, to grow our confidence, to deepen our hatred of sin, to empower us right now, at this moment. The trouble with the Corinthians, and maybe with us, is that we have not given serious consideration to this truth. If we have, then we would not let our other inferior attachments interfere so easily with gathering and being with our faith family and with going to make disciples. So this requires us to do some soul searching, doesn't it? What do I need to stop doing, stop believing that the world is telling me, that maybe even I am telling myself, that goes against the truth that God is with us? If I believe and am counting on the reality of that God's Spirit dwells within my church, then what changes do I need to make in my life, in my schedule, in my thinking, in my priorities, so that I'm not trading biblical truth for cultural pragmatism? Today, when you pray, please pray for Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Kividunda Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.